do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
I've already tried to spill my coffee twice. Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to... Yeah, we've only been doing this for 13 years. Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio.
Well, here John's in the room, so what do you want? No. We always get for a clump with John. We are getting ready for the Red Bluff Roundup, and so today, that's what it's all about.
Hello. Thank you.
We have a mix-up with our headphones.
Okay.
Good morning, everybody.
It only took us a minute to get this unscrewed, and I'm not even sure it is. Hey, good morning, everybody. Today is the 17th of April, 7:06 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Good morning.
Who,
It's your great, Carl. Yeah,
you know what?
You probably got five.
What's today, Wednesday? Ron Lim was in here yesterday, and he just purposely tied all of the cords in the knots, I'm sure, last night on their show, Vascal. So, anyway, good morning. And Benjamin, good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Are you cold? I have not seen anybody ever wear his hoodie with his earphones over the hood. That's kind of cool, really.
Well, I'm not very cold, no.
Okay. All right. Got it. Is there a special day out there?
There probably is.
Then we'll come back to it,
all
since
right.
You obviously aren't ready.
Well, no, we're all kind
of... The rest of us. Look at this.
That's, okay. Can I do the weather now? This is what happens, you know. This is live. So we love the fact that when we're live, we never know. If you've watched TV before and there's like boom mics falling down in the back and stuff happening and people just have to keep their cool and keep going forward. So that's what we're going to do. Sunny today with the high is 77 and overnight lows of 52. Thursday calls for, 80 degrees. Friday's going to be sunny with 81 as we get ready for the Red Bluff Roundup. And that's where we're going to be, with one of my favorite people on the planet. John Growney is here in the studios. He's looking at us right now as we are playing the Three Stooges. And I don't know who the third one is, but maybe it's our producer.
I'm Mo, and you're Curly. And
Saturday.
And Ben, you can be Larry.
And Saturday's going to be 81, and Sunday's going to be 83. Good morning, everybody. So we have a beautiful week ahead of us, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts. A veteran-owned business, so there you go.
How do you like them apples?
365-3793.
How can they take two sets of headphones and intertwine them where they're going in between each other's wires? How'd they do that?
I don't know, but John Growney...
I'm calling Lim today.
John Growney knows because he has been in the rodeo business for so long. He understands, and so does Courtney Kreider, who's with us as well. What happens... All the stuff that goes behind the scenes in order to make a show run smoothly, the livestock, the writers, the people putting the time, you know, they have no idea as soon as the shoot opens up what all the stuff, like maybe somebody broke down on their way. Maybe, you know, they puked before they went on. I don't know, something, it's just like, what? But we don't see it.
I know it. You know, a lot of things happen.
Take a breath, Linda.
No, it's a good question.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's an uncontrolled production. Because you're dealing with animals, you're dealing with people, you're dealing with so many things that... All this stuff, there's wrecks going on in the back all the time. You can't get this animal. He doesn't want to come in. The other one wants to come in, and you don't want him in. And then there might be a drunk hanging over the fence watching you do that, and he's right in the way. And so there's just all kinds of stuff going on. But it all ends up happening, and the crowd never sees it.
And well, even if you do see it, you make fun of it. You just
you do.
Laugh
you have
along
to. You smile.
Yeah.
You smile and you just keep going.
Yeah.
And well, then even our animals, they go with us, you know, probably 15 rodeos a year, and, you know, a lot of them have been around for 10, 15, 20 years that, they're just used to it. I bet the horses are going, look at these goofy people around here. So wonder what they're thinking.
Every so often you'll look at a horse and it's looking at you and you know it, that horse is thinking, this is not right.
Yeah, this guy,
this isn't right.
They have a lot better senses than we have.
Yeah. Well, now let's talk about John Growney for a little bit. I mean,
yeah, right.
We sometimes forget.
No, you get carried away.
Because we know John real well and think the world of him. But John, tell us a little bit about your life. You know, yesterday Lloyd was in here, and I mean, said he left home at age 14, and you just told me that he went to the big ranches and would be out for 6 months,
right?
Learning his trade, and
right. There's the RO, and there's a couple of big cattle companies in Arizona, and Lloyd, just a young man, he left home when he was young, and he went to work for this, I think it was the RO, just out of Seligman, Arizona.
Yeah.
And eventually, you know, he went through that, and he learned to be a cowboy. He was raised on a dairy, and he's just a good hand. But what he brought to the Growney Brothers Rodeo Company was how to be a cowboy. He taught Donnie Kish how to ride a horse better, and then they were a team picking up, you know, they were the pickup men.
Right.
And when they worked together, it was just awesome to watch. I'd end up stopping myself just to watch them pick up bucking horses because they did such a great job together. But Lloyd brought the cowboy to us. You know, I was raised around Dick Hempstead and the Flying U Rodeo Company, and I thought I knew how to be a rodeo stock contractor, but it was a learning process. And with Lloyd, when he brought the cowboy to us, we learned to ride better. We learned to handle livestock better. We learned a lot of things to make us a better rodeo company.
Well, but you started at a real early age too. Let's talk about you a little bit.
There still is a big Owens family. They were all big cattlemen, and there were six brothers, and they're all dead now, but they're the ones you looked up to, and they'd always come and get me. They were friends of my dad's. And then one of them had a son, John Owens, that was my age. So, that's where I learned to be a cowboy with them. And, so I learned to rope and ride and try and do things right. And, it's just an instinct that if you learn it at a young age, you just feel what's going on, and the more you can feel instead of see, you start becoming a better stock handler and a better cowboy.
Yeah. So, like situational awareness, just being aware of, you know, I was watching Lloyd yesterday, and I watched his eyes, and he was scanning, constantly scanning, and I thought, you know, it's interesting that you say that, because I thought, you know, you really have to know out of the corner of your eye what's going on with that animal or on any level when it comes down to seconds and safety, correct?
Oh, you hit it. You know, when you walk into a bullpen, you have to show your authority that you're more dominant than they are. And there's always one or two that are thinking, maybe I want to try this guy. And so you got to know which ones those are that want maybe a piece of you or something like that. And then you become less threatening with them, but you still dominate them, and then they respect you, and that's what you're gaining is respect from your animals. And you do it more out of kindness than you do out of forcibly doing something with them.
Right, right. You respect the space.
Right. So it's just something that you learn, and that's like when you're Lloyd, and I'm the same way. I'm always aware of what's going on around me. And because of that, it's helped me in the rodeo business. I could tell you guys, talk to you all day long.
Well,
my grandfather taught me something that I was 27 when I got in the rodeo business, and I'd go into a committee, and you learn to find the person that doesn't like you, and you win them over, because you already got the people that are going to take care of you. But that one person, it's usually an older person that has a lot of say in that rodeo committee, if they don't want you or do want you. And it's something that I figured out at a young age that within, you almost had 5 or 10 seconds to figure this out.
and it really helped me. But maybe it'd be raised in the car business. I don't know.
Well, that's something that young people have, well, people really of all ages, that was a very important part of wisdom. When you can go into a room and read the room, and you know there's one person that you're going to have to win. The rest, like you said, there's some that are already agreeing with you, but there's one person there you got to convince. And if you can do that, you're going to be a success in your life. And sometimes it's one-on-one, and that's even harder. But you've got to figure out is what is it that I can bring to them that's going to make them maybe sit up, maybe look at you differently. Yes. In the positive sense.
You know, in my life, I've been in the rodeo business for 45 years. In my life and I tell all my committee people when I speak to them and stuff like that, I started out hustling you. You know, I wanted your rodeo. I was hustling you. But through the years, a friendship grows that is never ending. You know, you live with them. You eat with them. You go to their funerals. You go to their weddings. It just, pretty soon you're part of a family.
Sure.
And I've got 45 of these large families that are in every town that we put a rodeo on.
Wow. Okay. We have to take a break here so we can continue to interview John.
I think we're calmed down now.
That was a little exciting.
Well, the dog is laying under the table. He's got his...
Poor Ben.
He senses the calm.
He's laying... Yeah. He's got his head on John's boots.
He was licking my boots.
Yeah, I know.
He could smell all the horse and cow stuff.
Oh, no. He's happy there. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a community bank. They've been in the business here for 17 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Four branches, one in Red Bluff on Riverside, two right here in Redding, one on California Street, and the other on Hartnell. And the fourth one down in Anderson on Ventura Street. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We think a lot of them. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festive Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Feel the pulse of excitement as the Redding Rodeo returns. Buck and by the River, May 15th to the 18th. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at ReddingRodeo.com. Experience where legends are forged and unforgettable memories created at the Redding Rodeo. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Thank you to our sponsors, Redding Rancheria, Valero, and Ford. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Visit ReddingRodeo.com today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Redding in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Redding for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairers will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
And good Wednesday to you. It is the 17th of April, which means that we're just moments away from the kickoff from the Red Bluff Roundup. And actually, there's all kinds of events going on as we speak. Today, it looks like we've got Slack at 10, and then there's a blood
9
drive.
9 a.m. today.
Sorry?
9 a.m. today.
Oh, 9 a.m. Okay, and then we have the Bikini Barrel Race at 7. Oh, is that last year's? I have this program in front of me, so. Anyway, that was good to me. Well, we went into the main office, and we have a couple tickets to give away for Friday night Red Bluff Roundup. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. You know, it's rodeo time if you're looking for anything that has to do with beautiful turquoise and vintage jewelry or estate pieces. And even if you just have a loose stone or you need watch repair, head on down to Four Winds Jewelry. They're located in Redding on Hilltop Drive, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give them a call at 520-222. All these twos. I don't know. 2750.
We're here with John Grani, bull riders, but stock contractor.
Whatever he was.
But been in the business a long time. And Courtney Kreider, who is escorting all these
cowboys.
Stars and cowboys around here. John, you're a stock contractor. You've been a stock contractor. Of course, you had the bull Red Rock. And, I mean, he is, people still talk about this bull. You know, when they rate the best bucking bulls, and it's, you know, I mean, Red Rock is still in that group there.
Yes, he's a legend.
It's been several years.
Yeah, 35 yeah. years ago. When
35 Lane. Years ago, and then, of course, the championship round that you put together with Lane Frost.
Right. It was excellent. He rode him, the first time he rode him was right here at Redding. So, first time Red Rock was ever ridden was right here at Redding.
How many times was he out before he was ridden?
We figured close to 310 times.
Before he was ridden?
Yeah. And then Lane's the only one that rode him. And then Lane had him drawn twice at the national finals before that. And so one time it kept Lane from riding all 10 bulls at the NFR. Red Rock bucked him off. And another time he bucked Lane off and kept Lane from winning the world title. So, and then it was like sweet revenge. And we were blessed that we did it. So,
well, but you had retired Red Rock.
Yeah, right. At the finals, Cody Custer was the last bull rider to get on him in competition. And then the next year we brought him out of retirement. We already had it planned, but we knew that he was retired from rodeo. But we knew we were going to do this match.
Okay.
And we did these seven rodeos, and Redding was the third one on the.
And he had not ridden the first two times.
No, Red Buff and Clovis, Red Rock literally hurt him. You know, it didn't hurt him to take him out, but at Clovis it knocked him almost out. You know, we had to go out there and bring him back to the buck and shoot. So,
around what time? Because you've been very, very involved down in the whole, like, the legacy of the Red Bluff Roundup. When did it become when you can actually call yourself PRCA?
So we bought this, the rodeo company was called RSC, Roddy, Sperrick, and Cook. And they were putting on PRCA rodeos in California. And I just got out of school at Cal Poly, and I started an amateur rodeo business through the help of Cotton Rosser. And so we were putting on amateur rodeos for the first year and a half. Then RSC was wanting out, so the PRCA approached us and said, hey, we need you to buy this outfit out and help us do PRC rodeo. So
you were responsible. You and a team, because I know you never want to just pretend it's just you.
My brother and Donnie Kish were very instrumental in me, thank you, in getting in this rodeo business. Donnie was 17 years old, but he was in high school, and my dad and him got along really well. And so Donnie, when I was out hustling,
right,
he would take care of the livestock at home, and he learned really fast, and he learned to be a good, not just a good pickup man, but through Lloyd Free, learned to be a great pickup man. And he learned how to handle livestock. And then Donnie got involved in the bull business. But so my brother Mike, I know that God knew that this dummy was going to get in the rodeo business, and he needed a brother that could take care of him. So he gave me Mike. And then Donnie was there with my dad at the ranch, and it just worked out really
well. So you had a big hand in, if not, like, since the conception of the Red Bluff Roundup. And what we want to say, these staggering numbers, is that, and this is from the program, in 2023, the event drew over 32,000 spectators. Imagine that, from all over the country, perhaps the world, people who like to come in. If I'm going to, oh, let's go, you know, they can be from Australia, wherever they are. And that means 1,000 competitors arriving from outside the area with, expanding, think those people are actually going to Shasta Lake, they're coming into Redding, they're going to Turtle Bay, they're doing all this stuff besides just Red Bluff. Right. They're doing all of these things, and so it's turned into be such a phenomenon.
Right. So, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm bragging or I'm telling history, but my great-grandfather, John O'Connor, who I'm named after, and John Treat, who is the president of the Red Bluff Roundup, his great-grandfather, they were just businessmen in Red Bluff. And my grandfather, great-grandfather, was a brickmaker and a bricklayer. A lot of the brick buildings in Red Bluff were put up by him and his brothers. And then John Treed's great-grandfather owned Treed's Bar. And they were people that could see Red Bluff needed something.
Mm.
And so they helped create the Red Bluff Roundup. And then through ranchers around Red Bluff, they put this together in 1922 or somewhere in that area. And so we're carrying on. It's like somebody once said, we inherited it. You know, it was our responsibility to continue it. And my dad was on the Red Bluff Roundup committee. He was a car dealer, but he also was sort of a cowboy. And now my brother's on the committee, and he was a car dealer. And he learned, he rode bulls. And so anyway, it's an inheritance, and it's our responsibility to carry the torch.
Well, it's a legacy.
It is. That's what a legacy is.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about inheritance. Somebody can inherit something, but when you have a legacy, that means the people that are in that have bought into it and want to enhance it, and they want to hand it on to their family.
And it did pass on.
Like that. Okay. All right, we got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff's been with us as an advertiser since the day we opened up here in this station. I can't say enough about Jeff Wurst. It's his business is repairing windshields, and he is the true master of it. Whether it's a chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff fixes it, guarantees it for the life of the windshield, doesn't waste your time, doesn't waste your money, and he sure doesn't take chances with your safety. For a free inspection and analysis, just bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street. Give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for appointments. Locally owned, locally operated, and like I said, a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
Only you.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
It's April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And cool April nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and DeBott, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can give us a call at 530-605-4567. And somebody asked a question about how long have the Hempstead family been in the stock business?
I know it had to be about, oh, at least the mid-50s that Dick Hempstead got in the rodeo business, and he put on amateur rodeos in Northern California and in parts of Nevada and parts of Oregon. So, and that's how I got my start. Dick taught me how to be a pickup man. He taught me about handling livestock and doing different things. And so a lot of my knowledge came from Dick Hempstead. And then he sold his business, I think, in the 90s to Lou Bugenig in on the out of Ferndale, California. And but anyway, they were an icon in Northern California for a long time.
You know, John, one of the things we just talked about during the break is rodeo is just growing and growing. I think there's what, close to 700 rodeos now across the United States. And why do you think that's happening?
You know, to start with, there's almost 700 PRCA events.
PRCA, okay.
Events. And right. Then remember, you know, there's a lot of amateur rodeos, college rodeos, high school rodeos, junior rodeos. So there's thousands of rodeos.
700 sanctioned.
But I think we're seeing is, you know, we're seeing increased crowds, huge increased crowds everywhere. And I think Yellowstone sort of kick-started it, but I think our country and our people are seeing that we have moved so far to the left that we're trying to get back to center. And I have a lot of cousins. My grandfather was born and raised in San Francisco. So his brothers and his families all stayed in the Bay Area. And all of my cousins, all the boy cousins especially, when they turn 15 and a half, it's almost like they're sent to me and they learn responsibility. They learn about livestock. They learn about driving. They learn to drive and they learn to work. And it's a good experience for them always. And then a lot of the girls' cousins that are there, you know, their second, third cousins, their parents always wish that we had a way that they could own a horse, because a horse teaches a, you know, not a child, but a young adult responsibility. And that, the life of that horse depends on the responsibility of that girl, especially, or a boy. And, I just think that our society sees that. And when they come to these rodeos, you know, they see these well-mannered kids that are competing that tip their hat still and stand up and shake your hand. And they go, yes, sir, and no, sir, and yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And that mannerism. And I think people are gravitating to that. We need some kind of sensibility. And I think the old American cowboy brings that.
I think you're right. I think that America is looking for that balance. And I'm not saying going right or left, but they're looking for a balance there. And they see a rodeo where they bring in the American flag and everybody's standing up. There's ceremony to it. There's a prayer at the beginning. I think it takes a lot of people and they're looking at a stability of a organization that gives the way it should be. Maybe it's not the way it is. It's like the old John Wayne movies. Maybe it wasn't like that, but that's the way it should have been.
Right.
And I think we see that in rodeo the people around it.
There's a lot of honor code. There's a cowboy code honor code.
Right.
And I think, you know, when you have like a, it's almost as if it's a prayer in a certain sense. There's a spirit to it. There's a soul to it. And we're missing that in society. And so if you can brush up against it and drink it in, it fills you in a way that has felt it's quenching a thirst that we've missed, that we've seen from our forefathers.
Yeah, that we learned. And then it's our job to pass it on to our children and their job to pass it on to their children. And the more passive we become, the less we pay attention to how America got here and the freedoms that we do have over other countries. And there's so many things. And, you know, I'm not going to get into the politics things, but I am a person that's for labor and education. And I know that through education that we can do so much, you know, with our country and poverty. But we get lost. And so I think rodeo brings that sensibility back, and I think that's where we're headed. I can feel it. So here we go.
Yeah, you feel it, and you move. And look, how many? You just like we said. I know we got to take a break, but I don't mean to interrupt, because I didn't look over to see if you had taken a breath to speak. But one of the things we said at the break that we were sharing with you is that you not only have created this experience and been a sole part of the Red Bluff Roundup, is that you fly around and help other, like Colorado Springs and where you just were out of Las Vegas, that you're on these committees and that you bring this knowledge. And I think it's really important, like you said, to carry on the tradition. We build from the tradition. We have new people that want to be involved with rodeo that don't understand what calls them. And then they meet people like you, John Growney, and they understand, oh, that's what I need, some of that in my life.
Right. And I think there's more people. This is just a short story, but I call him a kid. He's a retired sheriff from Santa Clara County. And he is on the committee now in Red Bluff. And his family brought him to the rodeo when he was a young kid here. So he always love Red Bluff. He didn't know why, but he's because he's the rodeo. But he is an energized bunny, and he just lives and breathes the Red Bluff Roundup. But it started at a young age, and he realized this ability that rodeo brings to people.
It does. And it brings them, I mean, you have 2 hours of plus right. of just fun and excitement.
And the Old West.
And the Old West. Yep. We're going to take an early break because we come back. You are one of the premier stock contractors in the rodeo world. I want to talk a little bit about that and you know, what a stock contractor does. Talk about your animals and, you know, the superstars. What makes superstar animals like Red Rock and,
Last thing we talked about. Yeah. Let's talk about Virgil.
And Virgil. That's the one, you know, this is the horse that I think it was Wyatt, not
the
Wyatt.
The arena record got with Donnie Prophet.
Yeah, Donnie Prophet got the arena record, and he was just all excited talking about that horse. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Join us on May 1st for an event with Protect Kids California featuring Aaron Friday and Chloe Cole. Friday will discuss the pitfalls of transgender ideology emphasizing parental rights and child well-being. Cole will share advice for supporting children with gender identity issues. Attendees will watch gender transformation and learn about transgender movement facts, communication strategies, legal rights in California, and raising awareness. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Text M4L to 530-285-3665 for event details. Snacks and soda provided.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Redding. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bagged soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
About that. We talk about hip.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And Linda's getting ready to give away two tickets to Friday night for the Red Bluff Roundup.
Absolutely. Okay, now if you can call in at 530-605-4567, our producer is standing by to take your call, and then we'll announce your name for Friday night, this Friday, April 19th. Oh, my gosh, you guys. In two nights. We do have a clear bag policy. You're going to be sitting in, well, I don't even know if it matters, but you still get, there's not a bad seat in the house. Red Bluff Roundup, Friday night, two tickets here on KCNR. Have a blast. It's going to be the kickoff night. And that does not include the concert, but I think the concert's sold out if I'm not mistaken. Maybe not, maybe there's two tickets.
There are tickets available for the concert. That's Saturday night. But yes, your rodeo ticket does not include the concert.
Now, here's the thing about
we're here with Courtney Kreider, yeah. And who is one of their publicity.
I just come to hang out.
She comes out to hang out. But she comes out to hang out with
one with sucker.
Coordinates
yeah.
everything.
Yeah, she's here with John Grounder, who is. We've had John on our show for years. Every time the Red Bluff Roundup shows up or other things, we had him on our show, I believe, in Las Vegas for the national finals when we went down there. That's a hoot. I mean, if you've never been to the national finals rodeo and say, I don't know anything about rodeo, don't worry. Do not worry. Yeah. Just go down there. Right. You don't even have to go to the, you don't even have to go to the rodeos. They have a wonderful time there.
Hey,
John, what makes that animal the superstar? I mean, you had Red Rock and we've got,
I don't know if we talked about this before, but what made Michael Jordan a superstar? What made Joe Montana a superstar? And they're just that handful that is at a different level than the majority. And, we were talking a while ago about Virgil. Virgil's a really well-known bareback horse that C5 out of Canada owns, and he's here at this rodeo. And the cowboys love to draw him because he gets up high in the air and he kicks and he breaks over, and he's good to ride. But if you stub your toe, he'll throw you off. And usually when the cowboys do ride him though, they're usually in the 90s on him. He's 2 points ahead of the other animals.
And the other animals.
They're still great animals. But that's Michael Jordan of rodeo.
And he helps the, it's interesting, what you told me is that I think that Virgil helps the athlete elevate. That's interesting. You get on a great partnership. He helps you to become a better rider.
People don't realize it, but there's all kinds of different kinds of bucking horses, and there's a lot of them that are hard to ride. They don't have a rhythm to them. They might be leading in one foot, and then they lead with another foot. And so they're just not in rhythm, and they're hard to get in rhythm with, where Virgil is just blowing in that air and kicking, and he does it for 8 seconds. And those cowboys can let it go. You know, they just start spurring and enjoying what they're doing. And when that kid's done, he goes, that's how it's done. You know, in his own mind, he finally realizes, that's how I was supposed to be riding. And then it makes a better cowboy out of him.
But we talk about, you know, Joe Montana and Tom Brady and these. There's something in them that drive that competitiveness or something. But a lot of it is their training and training and training and training. The bulls and the horses, the really great ones. I mean, it's not like you go out there and they go out there and, they train an hour a day, you know, and, oh, I'm going to come out this way. There's got to be something in there that's instinctive, something in there that other ones don't have.
Well, it's genetics to start with. And because, you know, now, nowadays you're seeing a lot better bucking horses in my days. And because a lot of the bucking horses came off of ranches or bucked somebody off and just made a so-so horse. But now they're actually breeding these horses to good studs and good mothers, and a lot of the mothers have a reputation that all their babies have been bucking really good. And so they get that combination. And I it's something that happens to them in their life. But I think it has a lot to do with the mother. And you know, we don't get to see an animal talking to each other. Yeah. But the mother instincts in a mare talking to her colt is continuously going on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that the good bucking horses come out of the good mares, and it's the good mares that are, I don't know how they communicate, but they lick their lips, they lick their tongue, they quiver their mouth, they pin their ears different ways, and they also have different sounds. And so I know that, to me, animals have greater instincts than we ever thought of having. And with that, they have a greater communication of what they're doing. One time, and this is a long story, but I got to tell you, Donnie Kish and I, we were bucking all his first bull calves, and they were all out of Red Rock. And it was Wolfman and a lot of well-known bulls that we got out of them. Well, Red Rock is sitting at a gate right in that arena watching it all go on. He's in his little field. And he's communicating with these bulls, and all these bulls are bucking out their butt. And every time that they would buck, Red Rock would jump in the air and start spinning right on the outside there, and then communicating, talking to them. And it was the dangest thing, but I swear that that bull was communicating with those bulls, and they all turned out to be great bulls.
I know it's crazy.
No, it's not.
I know it's crazy.
Oh, they knew that he was the leader of the pack, and we wanted to step up. Hey, by the way, I want to make sure that somebody heard that, 605-45567. We've got two tickets for Friday night's Red Bluff. You know, the phones have been ringing off the hook the last couple days. So if you're driving and you were
Don't give up.
We got these tickets for Friday night, and that's fantastic. 7 p.m. this Friday for Red Bluff Roundup. Two tickets here on KCNR.
Moving that many animals that much, tell us a little bit about that. We've got like... 5 minutes left.
Each truck that you see can haul about 30 animals of a mix. Well, I can tell you, in these double-deck trucks, the bottom you usually put your bulls in because of the weight's on the ground.
Yeah.
And then you put your horses on the top. And you can put about 12 bulls on the bottom, 12 horses on the top, and then they have a front nose and a back in the back, and you put about another three animals, and that is your 30 head of animals. And you know, they're hauled from one rodeo to the next. So they, you know, you don't have to force them on. They just know it's time to go. And then they pair up. They're in groups of twos or threes all the time. And you're always making sure that those two or three are together on the truck.
Well, so they travel together.
They have a buddy system.
They got their own buddy system on that.
Yeah.
The other thing you've said over the years is the bulls are ahead of the cowboys in many cases because they've been bred for generations now to buck, and some of our cowboys aren't quite up to that yet.
No, but I for a while we thought, boy, we're in trouble in this bull riding business because we've got too good of bulls and not good enough bull riders, but. There again, because of the popularity of rodeo, more athletic kids and with try are showing up, and so you're starting to see a lot better rides on the rancors, the ones, and you're seeing more rides at a rodeo than usual because they're just a lot more kids out there. We really are noticing it in the bareback riding. We thought for a while the bareback riding was slipping off. Well, in the last 2 years, there's probably 20 young kids out there that are challenging a lot of the old guard, and the old guard's still riding good. So there's a good 40 good bareback riders out there that can ride.
That's what I was wondering, because you could see, you know, a few years ago that when you get to the rodeos and, you know, get into those final days, there'd only be two riders there.
Right, in the bareback.
In the bareback.
Right.
Now you're seeing a lot more.
We're filling Red Bluff, you know, there's... Usually we get about 40 bareback riders to enter the rodeo. This year we got 60 to enter the rodeo.
Wow.
So there's more and more bareback riders coming. There's lots of bronc riders out there. There's lots of bull riders out there. But the major rodeos, have a priority list, and the best cowboys get in the rodeo first. So you're like at Red Bluff and Redding, you're guaranteed to see the best cowboys in the rodeo.
Yeah. John Grani, thank you so much for being with us.
I love being here. You guys, you need another... well, I'm not a very good broadcaster.
A co-host with us for a whole day.
Yeah.
We can do that.
It goes deep, and there's so many years and a well of knowledge that you bring, and there's so many facets to the rodeo. And the Red Bluff Roundup, we had callers come in for those tickets. I guess Ben will give the name. But your program is fantastic. There's so many things I want to talk about, like the rodeo clown. I mean, how hard that is. We all think that that's fun, but that guy has got to be a complete athlete, the way he has to divert. What a dangerous job.
Mm-hmm. Some of the best. We actually, Red Bluff grabs claim to Joe Bumgardner and probably one of the best bullfighters ever. And, you know, he's retired now, but he had that same instinct that Michael Jordan and Joe Bumgardner that we talked to. He was aware of everything around him. And that's what you have to be.
You have to be. It's like combat.
Yeah.
I mean, and the more you're in it, the better you are, because you don't have to think about certain things.
Yes.
You know certain things are going to happen. So
there you go.
John Grani, thank you. And Courtney, thank you.
Courtney,
thank you. Do you have somebody else coming in tomorrow? Or?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to have some athletes in for you tomorrow, or maybe even a rodeo clown.
Ooh.
Everybody is coming in now.
Okay. So we'll have
some
them on
trickled
tomorrow.
In last night, today. And
it's official.
Yes.
And after the news, we have Sheriff Mike Johnson, Shasta County Sheriff, is joining us. So we'll be right back. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.
And I think it's going to be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me round and get to fight. I'm not the man they think I am at home.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The Supreme Court has been hearing arguments this morning in a major test of presidential power. Donald Trump's attorney John Sauer told the justices former presidents are entitled to absolute immunity.
Prosecuting the president for his official acts is an innovation with no foothold in history or tradition and incompatible with our constitutional structure.
If the high court rules against Trump and in favor of the government, the case would be returned to federal court and the setting of a trial date in the case alleging 2020 election interference. House Speaker Mike Johnson is calling for Columbia University's president to resign over her handling of anti-Semitic demonstrations on campus.
It's unconscionable. This President Shafik is shown to be a very weak and inept leader. They cannot even guarantee the safety of Jewish students. They're expected to run for their lives and stay home from class. It's maddening.
The speaker appeared on the Salem Radio Network. Meanwhile, questions are being raised about the protests.
The NYPD is looking into reports that outside groups are funding pro-Hamas protests at local universities. The NYPD Deputy Commissioner of Operations says he suspects professional agitators are behind the protest centered on the Israel-Hamas war, pointing to the student encampments at Columbia and NYU that are all using the same type and color tents. Similar protests are breaking out at campuses across the U.S. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The latest numbers from the Commerce Department show a first quarter slowdown in U.S. economic growth. The economy grew at a 1.6% annual pace, down sharply from the fourth quarter. That has sent stocks into a nosedive. The Dow is off by 661 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, an evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
New weight loss drugs are reshaping a dieting industry that's built on eating less and exercising more.
The arsenal of drugs like Wegovy and its predecessor, the diabetes medication Ozempic, has proven successful in eliminating unwanted pounds more quickly and easily than weight loss methods. Some health experts worry about traditional diet companies and gyms getting in the medication business. They believe the drugs will cater to society's need for quick fixes.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The drugs are so disruptive that even established diet companies like Weight Watchers and brands like Lean Cuisine are trying to keep up. Secretary of State Blinken is in China, where he's raising what the U.S. describes as unfair Chinese trade practices. He's on a three-day visit for what are expected to be contentious talks. News and analysis at townhall.com. The World Health Organization says England tops the global list of the number of children who consume alcohol.
The World Health Organization questioned tens of thousands of school-aged children across Europe, Central Asia, and Canada about their smoking, vaping, and alcohol habits. At the age of 11, more than a third of boys and girls in England say they've drunk alcohol. By 13, more than half have done so. Both figures were higher than any other country surveyed. Health experts say while drinking among young people is in decline overall, the UK remains one of the world's heaviest drinking nations. They say the earlier a child drinks, the more likely they are to develop alcohol problems later.
That report from the BBC's Dominic Hughes. A memorial service being held at Washington's National Cathedral today to honor seven World Central Kitchen aid workers who were killed in Gaza earlier this month. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Today, the 17th of April, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, we did not start off this hour like we did last hour with our headphones had been intertwined and moved, and of course that's too hard for us to figure out in the last 30 seconds when we walked in.
Well, lightning and the train kept us, we were held behind that train, was carrying a lot of lumber this morning.
Mm-hmm. Ben, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have the days now?
I do. There's actually some very interesting ones today.
Okay. Let us know.
We have National Haiku Day, Poetry Day, so I believe that's what the...
Japanese poetry.
Haiku.
Yeah. And then we have National Ellis Island Day.
Ooh.
Family History Day.
That's fabulous.
And let's see, what's the other one? National Banana Day.
Oh.
Banana Day. Okay, so Ellis Island, I guess evidently, I read in an article someplace that they're going to be spending millions... if not billions, on, what do you want to call it, upgrading or doing stuff on Ellis Island. Now, we were there 5 years ago. We went to Statue of Liberty, and it was my birthday, and we got tickets to go up to the Crown, and then we got the ferry to take us over to Ellis Island. And we look for my grandmother's name that my mom paid to have on, there's a wall there of the people who immigrated. But they changed the name so many times that we went into the library there, where you can actually go and they have docents there that help you look. And so we went through four or five different spellings and four or five different ways, and we actually found the different time that she came through that we weren't aware of. The ship she came over on, who she traveled with, and the archives of what happens when you go through Ellis Island. And they are 2 pages long, like, health, teeth, how much money do you have, where are you going, who's sponsoring you, what age you are, what religion you are, all of these things before you come through, they do this record of you. And so we have that. And what was it, the Mauritania? She came in over the...
The Mauritania.
Yeah. And
which was a sister ship to the Titanic.
Right. And we retired as a luxury ship. It did. That's what it did. In that it would bring over people who wanted to immigrate. And so when you did immigrate, it would be like, we need to know where you are, what your intentions are, how much money, if it was $600 or whatever it was, do you have, and where are you going to be, and what are your intentions? I think she was, 13, my grandmother?
12, I think.
And she did not speak English. So
immigrated from where?
Croatia.
Croatia. Linda's Croatian. 25% Croatian.
Yeah. So they came over from Croatia, but they came through France. So, and that's very, very difficult because we did go to Croatia. We found the village that she was from. We went on our honeymoon, Carl and I. We took my mom and dad, and that was what we did. We went to...
Story of my life, my honeymoon, and I take my mother and father-in-law.
We went to Zagreb.
Fabulous.
Well, Carl had been... You had worked for NATO.
No.
I might confuse in Zagreb. You were working...
I was a contractor.
You had a contract, yes.
I was a contractor.
So, anyway, long story short, we went to the village, and nobody in the village spoke English.
The priest did.
The priest's assistant.
Good.
Yeah. So anyway, long story short, Ellis Island. That's Ellis Island Day.
No, that was a short story long, my dear.
I got two things out of that whole story, Linda. One is that's great. That's how immigration used to be and should be and is no longer.
It's no longer.
And two, you took your parents on your honeymoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you've had, like, it's another marriage, it's not like we're 20. I mean, we, you know, we're later in life, and it was really a great trip.
We had a great time. I had no problem with it at all. Okay, we're here with Sheriff Mike. Have you done the weather? No, you haven't done the weather. You haven't even done that.
Well, we're talking about the day of the week, and you know what? That was interesting to me. But we have a beautiful weekend ahead of us. So, you know, there's like, we don't have to prepare for any storms or wind or anything like that. We've got a beautiful day with, well, maybe we have gusts. There could be gusts up to 23 miles per hour. So, but not bad. So sunny with 77, and throughout this weekend, when we go and enjoy the Red Bluff Roundup or whatever you're going to be doing, Thursday will be 80 and Friday sunny with 81. Overnight, all the nights are beautiful and clear. Saturday will be around 81 and sunny once again, and Sunday, 83. Sunblock, don't leave animals in the car, all those things that just change suddenly. I think it's time to bring your, I always say, put your what do you want to call it, your outside pads, you know, the stuff that for your lawn
down,
furniture, bring them back out. I don't think we have any rain for us in the forecast, so you can bring them out and enjoy your backyard.
I've taken them out, I've put them back in, but maybe this week this will be it. Who knows? And the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business. They've been there for 25 years helping their customers. They have great customer service. Like I said, locally owned, locally run, a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And, of course, Sheriff Mike Johnson is with us. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you today?
Very good. Thank you.
Sheriff, you know, we talked a little bit. We only have just about 4 minutes left before we take our first break.
Well, after we heard the Croatia story.
That's what I want to ask Sheriff Johnson, because we both have Johnson surnames. I mean, we've got Johnson in our, both of us.
Okay.
Have Johnson.
My grandmother on my mom's side, Johnson.
And my mom, his maiden name is Johnson. Tell us a little bit about your history of your clan.
So all my immediate family, I guess my mom and dad and grandparents are all from Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Midwest, that area. The surname, though, is, if you trace it back, is Scandinavian for us. So we've done a lot of that family history,
right,
as well. I like doing that and figuring that out, and that's what it traces back to. But really the roots are all in there in Louisiana and Georgia and Arkansas and Oklahoma. In fact, I'm going back to Oklahoma this weekend. My mom passed away last year, and I cremated her, and we have burial plots there. And it's really interesting, this place in Oklahoma where she's being buried. My dad's buried there already. It's a cemetery out in the middle of nowhere. And I mean, it's the middle of nowhere.
Right.
And I've got great-grandparents buried there and kids from the family, and it's like a family history plot. And actually, I have my own burial plots there, too. So one day I'll be buried there, too, just to keep family history type
and
things.
And whereabouts is that again?
It's in Oklahoma.
Okay.
It's Cameron, Oklahoma. And and here's how it goes, and this is funny a little bit and not a little bit not, is I'm actually going and digging the grave myself on Friday to bury her on Saturday, because I asked the funeral home about it there, and they told me to dig it myself. And
oh, my gosh.
And then I tried to hire somebody. They told me just to go dig it yourself, and I was like, okay.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Is this a town?
It's not even a town. It's out in the middle of
rural,
flat nowhere.
So are you taking a shovel, or are you going to rent a backhoe?
No. So she got cremated, so it's an urn.
Oh, okay.
So
okay, that's
really
right.
Post-hole diggers is what I'll use and dig the hole. But so I had to add a day to my trip because I have to go dig
prepare.
My own.
You know what? I think there's something that's very spiritual about that, right?
No, it is. And it's actually kind of endearing, but it's actually kind of funny, too, because when I got there, when I'm talking about my own burial plots that are there, this was several years ago when I got there and you know, saw the family history when I buried my dad. I wanted to get my own plots, and they just paced them out and told me to go back into town, which is like 45 minutes, and get bricks and write my names on the bricks and put them at the corners of my plot. Never mind.
All right.
Now, if you really want to get even with your kids, say, no, I don't want to be cremated. I want to be buried.
Yeah.
And then, oh yeah, by the way, I want to put in, into my, I want to put my motorcycle in my coffin with me. I mean, it's, and then have them out
make
there.
Them out
have
there with
have
the
them out there with their shovels digging for 2 days so we can just get rid of dad here, you know? I mean, yeah, I guess that depends.
So because of that, I have waited until spring.
Right.
Ground's a little softer, not hard right. yet, and I can go out and dig.
Right. And everybody can be together because I'm sure it's very difficult to get all schedules together.
Well, the post hole diggers is a lot better because if you had to be, I mean, you should, you, I would have paid somebody out there to soak it.
Yeah.
You know, at least, you know, put some water on it for a few days.
And it's funny, the guy, the old timer that, takes care of the cemetery
right.
knows all my family from there. As soon as I told him who I was, he ran down my family history.
Oh, my gosh.
And this is what he told me. Boy, just make sure you dig it deep enough so the lawnmower doesn't hit it when we're mowing the lawn. I got it, bud.
Time to take a break here.
Sacred humor. Sacred humor.
There's something about, you know, when you want, you know, for an interment, like for a cremation. They don't go down real deep. I mean, they go down sufficient and, I mean, it's in, put in there and then the saw is laid back and everybody's gone and the guy comes out there with this, he tamps down the sod. Just let me put it that way. And it's kind of like, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And I'm sure you can get some burial insurance from Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Hey, Judy Maxwell has been helping people in our whole area since 1993. And she is truly an expert when it comes to financial management and insurance. She has two separate divisions under one roof at 1378 Hilltop Drive. With the insurance crisis going on now, you need somebody that can help get you insurance at affordable rates. The inflation, you know, is that going to keep running amok the way it is? How about having somebody take a second look at your retirement plan? Judy can do all of that. For a free review and evaluation, give her a call, 530-221-0441. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back with Sheriff Mike Johnson.
Praise the dawn. It's just a restless feeling.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Join us on May 1st for an event with Protect Kids California featuring Aaron Friday and Chloe Cole. Friday will discuss the pitfalls of transgender ideology emphasizing parental rights and child well-being. Cole will share advice for supporting children with gender identity issues. Attendees will watch gender transformation and learn about transgender movement facts, communication strategies, legal rights in California, and raising awareness. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Text M4L to 530-285-3665 for event details. Snacks and soda provided.
Feel the pulse of excitement as the Redding Rodeo returns. Buckin' by the River, May 15th to the 18th. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at ReddingRodeo.com. Experience where legends are forged and unforgettable memories created at the Redding Rodeo. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Thank you to our sponsors, Redding Rancheria, Valero, and Ford. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Visit ReddingRodeo.com today.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts, so shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
On a little trip, my supersonic ship, set your disposal if you feel so inclined.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and DeBott, 8:22 in the morning, 4:17, today, April the 17th. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Bathens Avenue, is truly a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. This is a place to get a great haircut. I've been getting great haircuts there for 17 years. Gosh, that kind of dates me, but it's from the time I first moved here. That's been 17 years. Wow. Time to move. No. Family-owned business, they've been there since 1960, so it tells you something. I give them a call for an appointment, which I'm going to do today because I need a haircut, at 530-244-9478, or you just stop by and have an opening. They're more than happy to give you a great haircut. Like I said, it's not a hair salon, it's a barbershop. Man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. Speaking of man's last stronghold, we have your Sheriff Mike Johnson. And Mike, just you were on the border since the last time we talked to you.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been on the show. excuse me, I went to the border, I think it was November of 23 there, and I did a three-day stint there. The first couple days was training, meeting with all the allied agencies, federal agencies, local sheriff's department in San Diego. So when I to clarify, I spent my time at the San Ysidro border, so right along Tijuana and Chula Vista on our side. And so we did 2 days of training, and then the third day we got to actually work the border with the Border Patrol. I worked the wall half of the day, and then the other half of the day, the San Ysidro point entry and the intake, makeshift intake that they have set up. And I'll tell you, in just a few words, the summary is appalling and overwhelming, and I was left there angry at our country and what's going on. It's just unbelievable.
Angry for our country, not at our country.
Exactly.
Decisions that people in power are making that is degrading our country daily.
It is just at this point of entry. Where we in Chula Vista, they have this gigantic like warehouses set up made out of like the heavy canvas tents,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So that's a processing center where they bring the illegals in and process them and let them go in our country. So just there, now this is not counting Imperial Valley, which is another point of entry for mm-hmm. California. It's not counting New Mexico, Arizona, or Texas. Just there in Chula Vista, they're turning out 1,000 people per day into our country
coming in illegally. And it's not,
let's just think about this.
A thousand per day. In 3 months, you've got the population of Reading basically coming into the
illegally.
Country, illegally.
And they're not all, they're not all Hispanic coming through there.
And once again, no, they're not. That's just that point of entry.
It's that point of entry.
So, here's what I found out about that, on that comment, Carl, about they're not all Hispanic. 2 to 5% of those people are Hispanic nationals. They're not, I went with the impression there was a lot of Mexican nationals coming over that border.
No.
It's not. It's other countries. 60 different countries per day are represented coming in.
Well, I kind of figure is that anybody that was in Mexico that wanted to be in the United States is already here, right? And they're starting to complain about all the rest of them coming in. But you're right. And the number of Chinese coming across our border, are you ready for this, has increased over 2,000% in 1 year.
Yeah.
1 year.
I saw it. It's unbelievable. And so here's how the wall works. We have the wall on our side, which Trump started, right? It's incomplete.
Yeah.
It has gaps in it. And then there at Tijuana, they have a – Mexico has a wall too.
Uh-huh.
And it's same thing. It's like – it's a makeshift incomplete wall with gaps in it too. So the people that are coming in illegally, it's not like you would think. They're not like – trying to sneak in or we're not chasing them. They come, so these two walls that I'm talking about, there's a gap in between those walls that are probably 100 yards across. And I call it no man's land. It's like this strip that goes.
Yeah.
So we patrol that, the Border Patrol does, but they're not like trying to run people out. What's happening is they're coming in groups of 30 to 200 people at a time. They come walking, just sauntering across that no man's land, that open area. They get to the wall, our wall, and they basically set up a transient camp and wait for us. And then we come in, as we have time, with Greyhound buses, load them onto the Greyhound bus, and then we take them into the Chula Vista Processing Center. And at that center, they have everything for them. They have medical, they give them clothing, they give them sleeping bags, whatever they want. And folks, these are not refugees. These people that are coming across at these makeshift transient camps waiting to come in have iPhones, they have nice backpacks, they have Nikes, they are dressed well. They're not people who are running from their country seeking asylum. They are coming in because we're letting them. And they bring them to this processing center, and then we fingerprint them, photograph them, and process them. And they don't have to have any ID. Whatever name they give us is whatever name we're recording on them under.
So there's no background checks, of course.
Oh, absolutely not.
Nobody's there. But we do get a photograph. We do get fingerprints of everybody?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they ask them, well, where are you going? So let's say it's you, Carl. Where are you going, Carl? And you say,
Denver.
I'm going to Denver. Okay, great. So they say, it ought to take you 7 days to get there. So here's the name of the ICE agent when you get there. When you get there, check in. They'll get you set up with a United States ID and a work permit and subsidies so you can live in our country. And, oh, by the way, here's your citation for illegal immigration into our country. Your court date's 5 years out, so make sure you go to court in 5 years on your illegal immigration. That's what's going on.
Is money given to them?
Not there at the processing center. But here's the thing about that. So I ask.
Keep going.
My question was, well, what do you mean they know where they're going? How do they know where they're going, and who's paying for them to get from point A to point B? And this is the chief of probation I was riding, or Border Patrol, rather, that I was riding with, and he told me, okay, well, here's how it works. These people, 90% of these people are sponsored by NGOs. And I said, so what's an NGO? Non-governmental organization.
Yeah.
I said, okay, so is that like a 501c3 or something? He said, yeah, kind of. I said, well, where do they get their money? Our federal government.
Sure.
This is big money. Just unbelievable.
And the NGOs, organizations, get a lot of money for their salaries and all this. Then they're taking these people and they're moving them from spot to spot. Now, a lady I heard talking was at our own Costco, and some of the refugees were in there buying all types of cool stuff. And they showed her and said to her that they had been given cash to help get themselves settled
in. Is that Costco here?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I mean, I listened to her. She was on the phone. I just had to go talk to her afterwards. And she was so hot. And she says, I'm a veteran. And she says, I don't get what these people are getting.
No, I know.
I mean, money, you know, places to live, all these things. And this is happening all... The head of Homeland Security cannot tell us or won't tell us, one, how many, and two, where are they all going to?
A lot of them are going to the bigger cities and the interior of our country.
Yeah.
Oklahoma is overrun with Chinese immigrants, illegal immigrants.
And, Chinese.
Yeah, and it's turned, you know, we have a fentanyl crisis, and that's a whole other part of this that's
yes,
going on
yes.
that border. How it works is they bring the precursors to make fentanyl into Mexico. Then they produce it there, and then they ship it out from there, across the United States and into Canada and everywhere else. Well, now they're setting up shop in the United States.
Yeah.
And Oklahoma is like the center
Oklahoma.
Happening. Oklahoma.
Okay. We got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
I know.
You know, I was pretty happy today. We just talked rodeo and all this. Linda looks like...
As long as we get my commercial at the next break or two, then...
Oh, yeah.
I'll be happy
you'll
come
back. You're
going
to have to help him with this.
Okay.
Okay. Or I can help him with this. Shasta Regional Medical Center is a teaching hospital. This is their second year of their residency program. They've got 10 more residents coming in here for a three-year program. 2,000 applicants for 10 spots. That kind of tells you the quality of education that's here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. So what's it mean to us and our community? It means more doctors. They can work there at the hospital, but also in their local clinics, at the VA. And also they're learning about just how really, really good a place Redding is. And Redding is a great place, and Shasta County is a great place to live and work. So all of this is a plus for our community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest.
ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Reading on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Here we go. Well, okay.
Here, folks, who say
yeah, hey, you know, I like to make the sheriff's day. You know,
he asked for it.
You here we go.
Love it.
Hump day.
How could it not be
okay.
Wednesday
that's
without
because
that?
The sheriff has just ruined my day, and maybe even my week, maybe even my year. Cause during the break, we're talking about what he saw on the border.
It's Linda's fault, Carl. She jerked my chain with that whole immigration thing.
Well,
you started it.
It was
the correct
that
way.
Was a beautiful story.
You almost though, saved it with the honeymoon and the parents, but not
yeah,
quite.
That was when people immigrated. I mean, you love the immigrant story, and we all come from immigrants. And I remember even Arianna Huffington, you may not, I read her book when she was married to Michael Huffington, who was a Republican running for, I think it was congressman or maybe it was governor or something, whatever. So I did a fundraiser along with Lee Greenwood in Orange County for Michael Huffington. And so I met Arianna Huffington,
She's
Greek.
Yeah, by the way, was a conservative Republican for many years.
And so I read her book, and then I was asked to join her with some luncheons and stuff like that when she was Mrs. Michael Huffington. And anyway, but one thing that she said that I will ring for me is that we all come from a family of immigrants. Everybody immigrated to the United States at one time. So I think about that. But I also think that there's a way to honor your country and how you come in a way of not just expectations and given stuff and leaving trash and dirty diapers. And I don't know, how do you siphon through the good bad apples and the bad apples?
So Linda and I were talking offline between the break here, and don't get us wrong, folks. It's the immigration's a good thing if they go through the proper channels and do it legally, and people, you know, want to come to this country and they go through the process. I got no issues with that at all.
Nobody does. Nobody I can think of.
But this just giving our country away is incredible. And I can't believe that we just hand them everything. I've always said this, and it's look at any company, Fortune 500 companies especially are the model. Nobody has the business model where you give away something and expect nothing. And that's virtually what we're doing in our country across the board. I'm talking with homeless, with immigration, with anything. We're just giving it away. And it's not fair, one, to the working man and woman who are trying to establish, play by the rules, pay their taxes, go to work every day, raise their kids under the right auspice of the American dream. And we have all these people just flooding our country and taking advantage, and we are going to pay dearly. One of the things when we were talking about the immigration, I've got a whole soapbox to get on with all this. I created a 3-page document when I got back about it, is that these the people that come in and are establishing here, they're not all good people. They are sending intentionally bad people in, and Homeland Security
emptying their prisons.
Homeland Security will tell you we are at a higher risk now than we were before 9/11. It is that bad in our country right now, and it's not a matter of if, it's when, and it's just disheartening.
You know, and God forbid that happening, but when you have a border open like this and you're just letting millions of people come through, it just stands to reason. There are some people that are trained and that are here, that are coming in and setting up together for something that's going to happen. And, you know, and unless you catch these people and you control the border, your chances of something happening just increases dramatically, which you're just talking about, which the United States government finally is saying we've got a lot of danger out there, and our awareness is always really heightened at this point, especially with what's going on with the Middle East. Now, you also said as you were driving along the road that the head of the Border Patrol there was pointing out the cartel's buildings.
Yeah. So he's a Mexican national that came to our country. He's been working for the Border Patrol for over 28 years. So he knows Tijuana and Mexico, and he knows the United States. And so when we were driving, working the wall there, he was pointing out there's three main cartels that run the whole show over there. And he was pointing out in Tijuana, he said, see that building over there? That's the one they run the drug trafficking out of. That building over there, that's the one they run human trafficking and prostitution out of. And he just went right down the line. And I was like, well, if we know this, why? He's like, there's a lot to that, but it's that blatant and that in our face that
And the one thing you said, too, is the reason we see so many just military men coming across that border, military age men, and then, let me put it that way, doesn't mean they were in the military, but they're of that age, was that there's, as these planes are flying in one way into Tijuana, filled with refugees, paid for by these NGOs to get them to Tijuana.
Correct.
That they're siphoning off the women and children for the sex trafficking.
So that's what happens. These planes, these other countries haven't figured out that they can just ship their people into Tijuana and then come across the border at no cost, right? And so the cartel sits over there and picks off women and children that are coming in these groups, and they put the women into prostitution mostly or make them work their drug labs, and the kids they human traffic in. So what you end up with, not entirely but mostly, is the males coming across the border and going through these processing
chains. Yeah. Okay, we've got a caller. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. This is Jeff. I was a CHP officer in San Diego, and I worked at border Tijuana. I bid to work that. I wanted the action, and there was a period of time that San Diego PD had a special group that they selected of their officers that were of Latin descent, I suppose. And they would work the border trying to intercept a lot of this stuff coming across at night. And there were so many shootouts between them and bad guys coming across and the cartel and everything. They finally had to disband it. They had several of the officers were shot. They shot some of the they actually shot a couple of the Tijuana police officers on our side of the border and had them, you know, booked into the hospital. But it was wild and crazy back then, and I know it hasn't gotten any better. But it's a dangerous thing. And the guys that bring those people across, they have a tree, and they call it their date tree or rape tree. And when they rape women, they take the panties and put it in that tree, and they try to brag over who has the most, you know, tree-covered panties. So it's a sick part
it's
of
been
the
going,
country.
And it's been going on for a while, but it is just, I mean, before it was bad, just imagine what it's like now. Hey, Jeff, thanks a lot for the call. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Sure.
Okay.
And Carl, San Diego PD and San Diego Sheriff are spending an exorbitant amount of money on managing all the fallout from all this.
I just saw where San Diego got another $45 million to help handle the illegals that have come across the border, just to take care of them. Another $45 million. Okay, we got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR. It's April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And Cool April Nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the lines. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
You know what? What an appropriate song that is for what we've been talking about. We're going to shift gears here in a little bit, but we got a couple callers. Ron, good morning.
Excuse me. Yes, good morning. I have a question. Some time ago, I guess a federal judge, it sounds like a federal judge gave these illegal aliens the right to, their Second Amendment right to carry a weapon. Is there anything to that? And if that's the case, Sheriff Johnson, will you honor that law that the illegal aliens can carry a gun? So anyhow, that's my question.
Thanks, Ron.
I haven't heard that, Ron.
I've seen that too. There was a lower court judge that said, "Hey, they're living here in the United States, and they get to they're covered under the First Amendment. So now we're covering them under the Second Amendment." However, there was a lot of questions about that. I'm not sure what happened after that. If it was,
my answer is hell no. Will I honor that
anyway?
No way.
They're because not, you've got to go through a
you're not a citizen. Check. There's no way.
I don't even know see how they can
sorry,
do
it. Sorry, I'm not putting my stamp on that. It's my I incur some liability too when I bless somebody with, if you will, lack of better terms, probably not the good, best word, but when I sign off on somebody's CCW, it's I incur some issues there too, so I would not do that. So no, Ron, I haven't heard that yet. I'll look into that, but certainly
it was
not
a couple weeks ago. Okay, and I know you've been on the road here. Yeah. Okay, let's finish up with Shasta County here.
Yeah, Linda, thanks for making me angry this morning.
Oh, well, you know what?
We needed to hear that, though. We needed to hear from, you know, now I get reports from my son, who's he's a U.S. Marshal, but he takes his team, or he did before he got promoted out of that, he takes his team to the border, and he comes back with stories, people coming in, they end up in the hospital because they don't have any vaccinations, they're sick, he's all these things. He says, and they're just moved. He says the Border Patrol have become nothing more than a admin agency to push them through. And he says the agents are so upset. But let's move on to Shasta County here.
Okay.
You all just made, and speaking of fentanyl, you all just made a huge bust.
Yeah. Made a great bust. And, a random traffic stop.
A random traffic stop.
I mean, kind of doing a little bit of interdiction, you know, but yeah. There was no pre-investigation. There was no tip that this was coming through.
Uh-huh.
It was just a traffic stop, and the deputies did an awesome job of making a huge seizure and a bunch of cash.
$190,000. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Tell our audience what the people said in the car.
I kind of want to hear how the visual of what happened. Traffic stop. How does he know?
Well,
they know.
You know, without giving too much away, you start asking basic questions, and when the passenger tells you they're going someplace and the driver tells you they're going someplace else and things don't start matching up, those are clues. So, people acting nervous and you're looking at different things in the car. Well, we brought a dog to the traffic stop after that, that came up, and the dog hit on the car, and from there it went downhill for him. And
our canine!
And when they found the money, the people said, wow, no, that's not ours.
That's not our money.
I don't know how that got in the car.
$190,000. No, that's not ours. Gosh, how'd that get there? So that now becomes...
It's asset forfeiture, yeah.
Yep, that becomes the sheriff's department's
money. And
that's
just a bonus. Like, they're not out there doing stops to try to find money. They just doing stops and doing their job and protecting
their job.
The community. And here it comes. But it's an indicator of that's what's going on. That's the pipeline. I-5 is pipeline. 80 is a pipeline across the country. So
the jail has taken on new life.
Jail's going really well, folks. It is, that has been quite a process. We all know as a community, we've been through a lot with that and the closing the floor of the jail and staffing issues. And, we had deputies come off of the street to staff it and get it back going. And the recruitment efforts have gone well. And we have rotated all those. I think the last of our deputies will be out of that jail by May. And, it's fully correctional deputies and the jail's full.
We're doing good. How's recruitment?
Recruitment's good. Recruitment's going really well. Yeah. Yeah. Turned it around that the department as a whole some of my support staff now is suffering a little shortage, so we're going to have to turn the focus there. But as far as the sworn, it's going really well.
I know you're looking for people to work in the jail. They don't do anything with the prisoners, but they're doing the admin stuff.
The non-contact stuff.
Yep. And you always need people there, too.
Always need people there, yep. That's and we've set it up, and part of the reason for the success is we've set it up as a career path, so you could come in as that, as a non-contact PSSO is what we call them, and learn the trade, see if you like law enforcement. If you do, you can move into the correctional deputy role, go through that, and you can end up a deputy on the street if that's your goal, or as a career as a correctional deputy inside the jail.
Okay. Now, have we heard anything on the new jail at all? I mean, where are we with the new jail?
Yeah, we're which is kind of being put on hold right now. We're going into budget right now, and everybody's trying to figure out budgets and go through that process. So it's kind of on pause right now. We'll get back to that when we can. Got to get through budget season first.
I mean, you're extremely interested in this, but you're not the driver on this. This is the Board of Supervisors are the drivers on this.
Yeah, Board of Supervisors and CEO's office are the driver, sure. Because before you can even talk about a jail and really move forward, you have to have the money for it, right? So that's the number one thing, and that ball's in their court.
Well, there's going to be some changes in the Board of Supervisors starting in January.
Yep.
So we'll see how that goes. I mean,
right.
But, you know, that happens. I mean, boards change.
It's like I told people, Carl, it's, you know, the board is the board, whoever it is, and it's my job to work with the board and
absolutely
carry the vision for the county. So that's what I'll do.
Okay, last thoughts here that you want people to take away before we end up here.
Yeah, we'll go back to the basic safety of our community. Everybody, Shasta is a great place to live. You've heard me say it before. It's the fourth county I've lived in and definitely the best. And we're going into spring and summer here. So, things ramp up and you gotta be aware and protect yourself. You know, be vigilant. Pay attention to what's going on around you. And keep your family safe. And if you want your community to be better, you have to participate in your community and you have to know what's going on. So I would encourage folks to do that. Got cool April nights coming up. We've got the radio coming up.
Yeah.
Good events coming up in our community. Great participation and celebration for us all.
We're just looking at Mike's looking at us kind of what's going on. Buford's over here deciding to chew on the he doesn't chew on things. Stop it. Chew on the moldy.
Oh, Linda's got to
get where did that start?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Buford's a comfort dog here now.
Yeah, and he's not comforting. He's not comforting us right now.
You're about to lose the radio, folks. Buford's taking care of the wiring.
Sheriff Johnson, thank you so much for what you and all your staff does for our community.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for this enlightening conversation on the border, hearing from somebody that was there, seeing it. People up here in Northern California, they understand this problem. People should hear what you say throughout this country from just, you know, you're a county sheriff that's down there and hearing how bad it is. My gosh.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. And we're going to continue to try to put things into place to protect our county because at least we can do that.
Yeah, we haven't.
There's some things that tie our hands, like we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, Senate Bill 54 is one of them. It gives them so many rights and prohibits law enforcement from doing investigations based solely on immigration, which is stupid. But I'll figure out a way around that, too.
Okay. Thanks a lot. And you have a good day and a safe day. Tomorrow, more of the Red Bluff Roundup and many.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.